I heard from Rebbe Lezer, said, Rebbe Loy said that he heard from Rebbe Lezer that you have a chotzer, and everybody made an Eruv except for one person, five people who lived in this chotzer, and the chotzer was the rishus of all five, and each one had their separate house, so they can't carry from their house into the chotzer unless they make an Eruv and make all their houses also common property. So four of them made an Eruv and one didn't. So now the four houses belong to one, all four. And the chotzer, though, belongs to five. So nobody would be allowed to carry into the chotzer because you're carrying the two rishuyos. He had the rishus of the batim, or rishus of four people, and the rishus of the chotzer is a rishus of five people. So what the person who didn't make the eruv has to do, if he wants to do it, is mevatel his rishus to the other four. So he's mevatel his rishus and the chotzer to the other ones, and he's mevatel his house to the other ones, and that way now all the rishuyos are the same. Now all the rishuyos are only four people, and he becomes like a guest, and therefore he can carry from the other people's houses into the chotzer, and they can carry from their houses or his house into the chotzer, but he can't carry from his house into the chotzer. Beiso asur, his house is asur. Because if he carries in from his house into the chotzer, he's mevatel, his bittel. And he's no longer bottle to them. He's using his house as his own place, and therefore it's not bottle anymore. Memela, the chotzer has five owners, and his, what's it called, and the houses are only four owners. Okay. Rashi. Anshe chotzer sheshochach et mehem, vare masnison shebittel lohem rishus. He's talking where the fifth one who didn't have the Eruv was mevatel his rishus to the other four. The E lo batel af bechotzer asurim l'taltel mibateim. Because if he wasn't mevatel his chelik in the chotzer to them, then they're not allowed to carry, no one's allowed to carry from the houses into the chotzer. Shabbatim l'chol echad ve'echad hein, v'achotzer rishus kula. Because the houses are separate ownership and the chotzer is owned by all of them. The chelko osur aleihem, and his chelik asur's on them, because they made an eruv, so now their houses have the same din as the chotzer. But the chotzer has one more person in it that they didn't have included in their eruv. Vashmin rebeloi, da mevatel rishus chatzero rishus beiso nomi batel. That if you mevatel your chelik in the chotzer, you mevatel your house too. Venasa o reyach etzlan, he becomes like a guest by the other ones. Therefore, they're allowed to even carry from his house into the chotzer. But he's not allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. He can carry from their house into the chotzer because he's like a guest by them. And it's not his house, not his place. He has never shut here at all anymore. Like anybody who spends Shabbos by somebody else, even though he's not part of the Eruv, but he's a guest by somebody who's part of the Eruv. Umutr lo leholtzim pesach chaveiro lechotzer. The rishus of the chadu. It's all one rishus. He's carrying from, he has no rishus in this place. Masha inkin v'hochanami. Kiven the bottle who mi beso, osur hu leholtzim. He can't carry anymore from his house into the chotzer. We don't say that since he was mevatel his house becomes like their house, and he becomes like a guest in his own house. Right? If he carries from their houses into the chotzer, we can say he's like a guest. But from his own house, he's retracting his bittel. He's using his house now as his house. But osur aleihem, and now it's osur again, because he's retracting his bittel, he has a share in this chotzer, and he didn't make an eruv, and they're carrying from a Rishus of 4 to Rishus of 5. Vehein olok, Yisam Perek Hadar, Mishinasan Rishus of a Hotzi, Bein Beshogeg, Bein Bemezit, Hareza Osir. The person was Mavakl Rishus, and then he was Motzi from his Rishus. Shogeg or Mezit doesn't make a difference, it becomes Osir again, because he's basically retracting his Bittl. Okay, Vahasran, and therefore the Rashba says, since the whole idea is he's Mavakl his Bittl, we'll see later on that if you were Magzik in the Bittl, the other ones, before Shabbos came in, he can't retract anymore. So this is only talking where he's Mavakl to them on Shabbos itself. But he was Mavakl before Shabbos, and they carried things into the Chatzar before Shabbos from their Rishuyos, so they already were Magzik in what he was Mavakl, then he can't retract the Bittl anymore. Okay, let's go on. Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Amar Rav Sheshes. One second. No, V'hasnan Beso Asur Lahotzi U'lahachnis Lo V'lohen. Right, L'chora we have a mission that says that his house, not only is it also for him to carry from his house, and if he does, then he's Mavakal the Bittl, but they're also not allowed to carry from his house. Amar Rav Huna, here we're saying that they're allowed to carry from the house, only he's not allowed to carry from his house, but they're allowed to carry from his house. Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes Lokasha. Horabelezer, Horabonim, Enochanami. Rabelezer holds that a person who's Mavakal his Rishus in the Chatzar is also Mavakal the Rishus in his house. And therefore, his house becomes like their house, and they're allowed to carry from the house into the Chatzar, but he's not allowed to carry from the house into the Chatzar, because it's got to be his own house, he can't be considered an Oreach, and if he carries from his house into the Chatzar, he's Mavakal his Bittl. So that's what Rabelezer holds. Horabonim. And the one that says that nobody can carry from his house, hold like the Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan hold, what's it called? Kishatimtzi Lomer. And what's the meaning, what's the idea behind the underlying machlokas here? L'divrei Rabbi Lezer, ha-mavakl reshus chatzera, reshus beis obitl. When a person's mavakl his reshus in the chatzera, he's also mavakl his house. And therefore his house becomes their house. And they're allowed to carry from his house, but he's not allowed to. The Rabbanan, I'm Mavakal Rishus Chatzer, Rishus Beis, Olo Bittl. According to the Rabbanan, though, he's Mavakal the Rishus in the Chatzer, but not his house. So nobody can carry from his house into the Chatzer, because his house is a different Rishus. But they can carry from their houses into the Chatzer, and he can carry from their houses into the Chatzer, because he's like an Oreya. Rashi, Masnisan Rabbi Lezer, Kedom Rabbi Loi, Shamatian Rabbi Lezer. Rishus Beiso Bittl, the Afagav Delo Pirish Behedi, even though he didn't say Beferish, right? Lamaisa, his house is Bottle. Rishus Beiso, the Havade Masnisan Belo Pirish, talking where he didn't say Beferish. He Pirish Lamotzi Lamem Rebeloi, Bikash, the Chaver Vlamasosi, the Kule Ali Modishori. The Rabbana would also agree that if he, what's it called, said Beferish is Mavakalis house, then the Halacha is like Rebelezer says, that they can carry from all the houses. And he can't carry from his house, but he can carry from their house. But if he didn't say it Beferish, then the machlokas is when a person's mevatel is mevatel ba'ayin tova, and he's mevatel everything, his rishus to the chotzer and his house, and the nela they can carry from his house. Or no, he's not mevatel his house, he's only mevatel his chotzer. The nela nobody can carry from his house, but everybody can carry from the other houses. That's what the Rabbanan holds. Comes out that if he was mefarish, then even the Rabbanan would agree that what's it called, that that he can't carry from, the, what's it called, that they can carry from his house, right? And it could be that according to, if he's mefarish it, beferish, then everybody would agree that he can carry from his house too. In other words, Rebbe Lezer was only saying, where he didn't say it beferish, then if he carries from his house, that's mevakel the bittl. But if he said beferish, he's mevakel his bias, then according to everybody it helps, not only does it help, but he could even carry from his house. Because since he said it beferish, now carrying from his house is not retracting the bishop. Gemara says, pshita, so that's pashut, that's a machlokas, Rashi, the bahachi plige, the loma leva rav sheshes lomer, kishatimtzi lomer. What do you have to say? If you want to look into it, this is the machlokas. Even if you don't look into it, this is pashut what the machlokas is. Omer rechava, anov rav huna barchinana targimna. Right? I and Rav Huna Bar Chinina explained what you could have thought differently. Lo nitzrecho ela l'chamisha sheshrim b'chotzer echot. Five people who had reshus in one chotzer. They had five houses that opened into the chotzer. V'shochach echad mehem v'lo irev. And one of them forgot to make an erev. L'divrei b'lezer k'shumavatel reshuso. Ein tzorech levatel l'chol echad v'echad. Right? What's coming out is the following. That according to what you can learn from that is the following. Just like Rabbi Lesher holds, that Mevatel Reshuso is Mevatel Ba'ayin Tova, and he's Mevatel his house too. When a person's Mevatel is Reshus, he doesn't have to Mevatel it to each one. If he's Mevatel to one person, we assume that he means Mevatel to all of them, because he's Mevatel Ba'ayin Tova. L'Rabbanan, Kshu Mevatel Reshuso, Tzorek Levatel Kol Echad V'Yachad. According to the Rabbanan, though, he has to mevatel it to each one separately, and if he's only mevatel to one, even though it won't help, well, nobody will be able to carry. Right? He forgot to be ma'ariv, and he's mevatel his reshus to one of them. So now, what's it called? That the chotzer is a reshus now of four people. Right? They made an eruv together, so they're considered one. So the four people. And he's mevatel his reshus only to one of them. And the other ones, he's not mevatel. So, klapi, the other people, the chatzar now is a reshus that he has, and the other guy have reshus in. And that's no good. Right? There's too many people in the chatzar, not the same as the bayis. The bayis is four people, the chatzar is still five people. And even though they made an Erev, so you might think that what's it called? Well, Rashi explained in a second. Rashi. Ela lo nitzrecha ela chamisha shurim bechotzer dashminin Rav Sheshes lasum leib lahavim tam machlokson. The reason Rav Sheshes had to explain the reason for the machlokas, even though it's obvious, because he wanted you to be able to learn other halachas from it. This halach, the lilmot hamenu davar acher. The Rebbe Lezer mevatel ba'ayin yofa mevatel. Person's mevatel is reshus is mevatel ba'ayin yofa, and therefore his mevatel is biased too, and he's also mevatel to everybody. If he only said it to one, he meant all of them. We don't say that since he said I'm a vatel my chotzer, he didn't mean the bias. We say he means everything. Same thing. We can learn from that. He's mevatel is reshus to one of the people who made the eruv together. It's as if he was mevatel to everybody. He meant to mevatel everybody. Just like we say that since he didn't specify the house, he didn't mean the house. We say he did mean the house, even though he didn't specify. Here also, even though he didn't specify to each one, he meant to each one. And according to the Rabbanan, he'd have to be mevatel to each one. Because what he didn't say specifically, we don't assume that he meant. So if he didn't say his house, he didn't mean the house. If he said to one, he'd only meant that one. The kula nasur, they're all be also now. Since he only was mevatel to one of them, right? So these two people have a din of together, and they are ma'akev, the reshus that they all have in the chatzah. The afal gav the hide the bottle lay irivim chaveru lechora. What's the problem? The one he was mevatel to made an eruv with the other one. So they're all considered one. So if he's mevatel to one, it's like he's mevatel to all the other ones, without being mevatel separately to each one. Ki eruv mi esmal adaiti dahichul galo eruv. No, that's not true. But here it's all happening on Shabbos. He's mevatel is reshus on Shabbos. And when they made the eruv together, they didn't have the in kavana to be ma'ariv together with Reuven, who was ma'ariv with them on Shimon's chelik, that he was again on Shabbos. Right. Shimon forgot to be ma'ariv. So when they were ma'ariv with Reuven, they had kavana for Reuven's chelik. They didn't have kavana for Shimon's chelik. Now Reuven has Shimon's chelik, and that wasn't part of the eruv. Tahi shaita lavdi David. It wasn't his then. With the kavosi tanya bahador echad min hashuk shemesh person, what's it called, died. V'hoyelo bayis bechatzer, and he had a house in the chatzer. And he left his reshus to one of the other people there. Right? It's no good. Miba'od yom. Dahainu kodim she'irvu. If he left his reshus before Shabbos came in, then it's good. Dahainu kodim she'irvu. D'chi'irv adayti dahichul kanami irv. Then they included his chelik too. in the Eruv. Ain't no usher, Mishach Shechar is a usher. But if it happened after Shabbos came in, so when Shabbos came in, they when they made the Eruv, they had intention only for Reuven's Chelek in the Chatzah. They didn't have a Kavana for Shimon's Chelek in the Chatzah that Reuven would inherit when Shabbos came in. So therefore it doesn't help. Therefore, if he had made the Bittul before Shabbos, also would help. Because he was Mavakal to one of them, and when they made the Eruv, right, then the Eruv included the Chelek that Reuven now owns of Shimon's, because Shimon was Mavakal to him. Okay. Rav Kahana Masni Hochi, Rav Tavyumi Masni Hochi. Keman Azla Hodatanya, Rav Tavyumi said it a little bit differently. Keman Azla Hodatanya, who's this Brisa going according to? Hey Shishruim Bechotzer, five people lived in a Chotzer together. They had houses that opened into the Chotzer, Bechotzer Echot. Veshachach Echot Me'envel Yeruv, and one of them forgot to make an Eruv. Shumavat L'Rishus, so Eino Tzorek L'Vat L'Rishus L'Kol Echot De'Echot. He does not have Mavat L'Rishus to each one. It's enough to Mavat L'Rishus to one of them. And we assume that he means all of them, because otherwise that didn't accomplish anything. And we therefore say he's mevatel ba'ayin tova. Even though he's only mevatel to one, he means mevatel to all of them. Keman, omravun, omravar Yehuda, omrav sheshes, keman, krebelezer. That's not like krebelezer. But according to the Rabbanan, he'd have to mevatel separately to each one. Rav Kahana Masnihochi, lahay lechishis timtzi lomar, rav sheshes amasnisen, v'rachova, rav huna hu de targimuol, La'agmorin mina achamisha she'irvu b'chotzer hu da'asa. Right? That Rav Kahana learned like this, that Rav Sheshes on the Mishnah said the time of the machlokas between Rav Elezer and the Chachamim, that it's ba'ayin tova or not ba'ayin tova, and Rechav and Rav Huna explained why he had to say that, because it's obvious, in order to learn the other halacha, whether if you have to mevatel to l'kol echad the echad, or when you mevatel to one, it's considered like you mevatel to all of them. Rav Tavyumi masni de Rav Sheshes behed ya amrala. And Rav Tavyumi said, Rav Sheshes himself said that from this you could learn the other halacha of mevatel ba'ayin tova, that you don't have to mevatel to each one separately. Mevatel to one is like you mevatel to all of them. Rav Elezer dom mevatel ba'ayin yofa mevatel. Rav Elezer, the Omer, one second, where it says now, Omer le Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Elezer, I Omar lo mavtalino. According to Rav Elezer, that if he, what's it called, if he is mavatal, his chotzer, automatically it's considered like his mavatal, his house, because we assume that that's what he meant. What if he said, lo mavtalino, I'm only mavatal my chotzer, not the house. Right? Is it automatic, or is it only because we assume that that's what he meant? But if he tells us that's not what he meant, then he's not Mavaklis house. Uva Rabbanan, I Omer Vaklina Mai. Right? And what about the Rabbanan? We said that we don't assume that he's Mavaklis Chatz, or he means the house. What if he says Beferish, I mean the house? Is that good according to the Rabbanan, or maybe not? That Mavakl your house is, you can't do? Even if a person says it, it doesn't help. My time of the Rebbe Lezer Mishum Dikasavram Vatl Rishus Chazero Rishus Beso Bittel V'hai Omer Ano Alom Mevatlin is the reason, because we assume that when you mevatel your chotzer according to Rebbe Lezer, you also mean the house. But if you tell he tells us Beferish doesn't mean the house, then he doesn't mean the house. Al Dilma time of the Rebbe Lezer Mishum Dibayis Below Chotzer V'avida Inish Dairi V'chika Omer Lom Mevatlin Olav Kol Kamine. Right? If he's mevatel his chotzer, then people don't live in a house without a chotzer, so they go together. It's an automatic thing. And therefore, if he says, I'm not mevatel it, it's batel adayta. Nobody's mevatel their chotzer and not mevatel their house. It goes hand in hand. So therefore, according to Rabbi Elezer, it's not just an umdana that we assume that's what he meant. He has to mean that. When you're mevatel your chotzer, you're mevatel your house too. And if the guy says, I'm not mevatel my house, but I am mevatel my chotzer, then what he's saying is meaningless. And his chotzer is batel and his house is batel. And therefore, even if he says it, it won't help. To take away the bittel on the house. Ula Rabbanan, the opposite. I Omer Mevatelina, my time at the Rabbanan, Mishum de Kasavri, Mevatel Rishus Chatzer, Rishus Beis Alo Bittel. Hi Omer Mevatelina. The reason for the Rabbanan is that we don't assume that if he's Mevatel his chotzer, he's Mevatel his house. And here, we don't have to assume anything. He said it Beferish. that he's mevachel the house. Oh, Dilma, time of the Rabbanim, Mishum Delo Ovid Inish to Masalik Nafshe Lagamrim, Bibayis Machotzer. Because people don't totally give up their reshus from their house and from their chotzer. And therefore, if he said the chotzer, we know for sure he didn't mean the house. And therefore, if he said, Bahavi ki o reach legabai, it becomes like a guest for them. Bahai ki omre vatlino laf kol kamine. And here he says, I am a vatlet, but that's not true. We know that that's not the das of a person. Okay, Rashi. Verbalazar the omre mistama bitl reshus beso, im omre behed yelo batilma reshus besi. Mi havi beso mutter lohen olo. Lurabonin da amri mistama lo bitl reshus beso, omre behed yem avatlino lechu, af reshus beso mavatlo lo. That's a shayt. Right? If he said the Beferish, one way or the other, the opposite way, according to Rabbalazar, according to Rabbanim, would it help or not? Beso below chatzar, kiven da osar atzron, vachatzero shabitl lohem. Right? A person's not mavatlo. His chotzer without being mavakal is bias. Because you can't use the bias if you don't have the chotzer. And therefore, since he was asus himself in the chotzer, which he was mavakal to them, he's mavakal a house too. And it's automatic. Lav kol kamine, kimin de lesle chotzer, dearest bias, lo klumi l'didei. Since he doesn't have a chotzer, his bias is nothing. So it's automatically bought. That's what Rebbe Lezer would hold, or maybe not. It's not automatically bottle. That's what he meant. But if he didn't mean it, then it won't. Then it's not bottle. The high ki omre vatelina, but bottle daito itzel kolada. What he says is bottle because he didn't. It's going against what most people would think. So he's telling us something that's not true. The lo bitla lechotz. Let's go on. Omer Le, Bein L'Rabba, so Rapapa said, that was who it was. Rapapa said to Abayas. Abayas said to Rapapa, Omer Le, Abayas answered Rapapa, Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabba Lezer, Kivan de Goli Dait de Goli. No, it's never automatic. It's that, according to Rabbi Lezer, we assume that he's Mavakla's house. If he tells us Beferish he's not, then he's not. And according to Rabbanim, we assume he's not Mavakla's house. He tells Beferish he is, he is. Okay, Rashi, okay. V'chein shamatim imenu sheyotzin bar kablin b'pesach. I also heard from Belezer that you can use our kablins, a kind of vegetable, for morer on Pesach. Maya kablin, omreish lokish, atzadza charuzisa, it's charuziasa. Rashi, atzadza charuziasa, Siv ova hagodol soviv adekel. It's a kind of fiber that grows around a palm tree. V'nichrach ba'olabo klulavi gefonim. And it's like the shoots of a geffen. It grows around the tree. It's a vegetable, but it grows around the tree. It's not a tree. Char zaisot kufos har beyachad kemachruzos. They're like chains. They're what's it called? They're one around the other, thick chains. A tam morabo. It has a bitterness to it. So what's the shaila? So some say the shaila is that it is not edible. And shaila is whether morer has to be edible, normally, or you have to eat morer. Force yourself to eat it. It doesn't have a din of achila dafka, even though it says al matzus umrori miochlu. The ochlu is going on korban pesach. That we learn the Erev Tochlu Matzah says Achila by Matzah. But by Mora it doesn't say Achila. So maybe you don't need what's it called. That's why there's a sheet that it holds that you can eat Yotze Mora with less than a Kazai. It doesn't say what's it called Yochlu by Mora itself. So maybe you don't need it to be Roy L'Achila. That's one possibility. Another possibility is it's Roy L'Achila, but only if you do something to it. You prepare it a little bit. Like same Shaila would be by chrein. If raw, it's impossible to eat. If you grate it, then it's possible to eat. It's only edible by grating. But with a tikkun, it helps. That was the shayla. And the third possibility, the Meiri says, that this arkablin has a certain sweetness to it. Sweet also. It's not only bitter. Right? The only problem is that it doesn't have to be mamish bitter. The Varm Sachem says that chasa, lettuce, is not bitter. Becomes bitter later. So therefore, it's even though it's not bitter, you don't need mamish what's it called, a tam of marirus. You just need a tam marer, which means the kind of thing that's marer. But the lettuce itself is not bitter. It's only bitter when it hardens up. So over here, so it's a little bit sweet, why should that be not good? So either because it never gets bitter, or because it's not just it's not bitter. There's a part of this taste that's mamish sweet. That can't be marer. Right? If it's not bitter, is one thing. Right? If it gets bitter later. But if it's not bitter, if it's bitter and it's also sweet, sweet and bitter together, sweet can't be marer. And the other one holds no. Since Lamaisa, it's bitter also. It's like, you know, where they have sweet and sour. Here it's sweet and bitter. The sweet and bitter may not be bitter b'chlal. So that could be also the shy way. Okay, hadron lechos and pasin, hadron lechos.